Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you get this message. And of course, I hope you are well. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a big racked, full-lipped teenager, I was stood against the wall in my parents' kitchen. My mom and my dad did this to me every year. With a pencil in hand, my mom would make a line on the wall. It was a way to chart my growth. Every year I grew about an inch in height. Norm, on one particular occasion, while standing against the wall, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my asshole. And then I felt it again. As my mom etched the line onto the wall, something drove its way deep into my stink star. Before I had a chance to do anything about it, the item in question went in and out of my brown eye hundreds if not thousands of times. Norm, it was a 10 or 12 inch rock hard cock. I knew about sex, but I had never been anally bald before. As I took the dick, my eyes rolled back, and my nipples grew. The rogue cock tore its way through my hot pants and panties. My parents thought I was having a seizure, but I was not having a seizure. I was being crammed from behind by an unknown assailant. But how? Why? As my shithole was pile-drived, I moaned. As I moaned, I came. While my waist chute was bored out, my brassiere fell off. I possessed 38 double D melons. Everyone in the kitchen watched as my cukes bounced up and down while I took the pud. Eventually, the dude came, and when he did, his dick went instantly limp and I fell to the kitchen floor. After an investigation by my parents and our handicapped neighbor, everyone concluded that my delicious ass had been resting against the mail slot. A mail slot is where the mailman pushes the mail through. However, instead of mail coming through the slot, a big dick came through, and it rototilled my tight creamy crap hole. My neighbor tried to calm me down after the intense stink star dicking I took. While I was lying in my bed, he put a lit doobie in my mouth, and while I was smoking the weed, he said,
"One time when I was a kid, I was out at night in my parents' backyard. I was searching for night crawlers. I was on all fours and holding on to a flashlight. While I was on all fours, someone came up from behind me, and they tore off my Lost in Space astronaut spacesuit, and they cornholed me from the rear. I yelled for my dad, but it was hard for him to hear my scream for help because my head had dropped into an old unoccupied rabbit den that was about a foot deep. Eventually, my father tried to jump on the person that was cornholing me. My father came out the back door of our house, and he ran with everything he had, but my pop overshot the guy, and that dude cornholed my old man, too. We never talked about what had happened to the both of us ever again. It was a bad scene, man. Someday, I will find this fucker, and I will kill him."
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, whenever you're having your height documented on your kitchen wall, be careful the mail chute isn't in perfect alignment with your asshole. You could take a dick. I did. Now I must get going. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to smoke some shit while I vibrate the hell out of my clitoris and fuck hole while lying atop my dead grandmother's old cum and whiskey-stained bed. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
So I OD'd over the weekend. I OD'd over the fucking weekend. And I saw a broken bottle next to where I was laying on the floor. And I've done that occasionally. I've done that at least 100 times, 80 times. When I get to the point of fuck it, I can't go on anymore. I'll find whatever bottle's near me. This was a Miller Lite bottle. I don't know why I was drinking Miller Lite. And I had swung the bottle into my own forehead. I could feel it raving out now. It was all lumped. It was scratched up. I, like, was ODing. And to stop the overdose, I knocked myself the fuck out. To stop from overdosing. This is a treatment. This is a remedy that very few people know about, but it works. I've been doing it since I was 16 fucking years old. I knocked myself out with anything near me. One time I did it with a terrarium. I think I was 17 then. It was a small terrarium. Somebody sent it to me for a holiday. I don't know what it was. One of my step aunts. I never had any real relatives. I didn't have a stepfather when I hit 10. But up to that, nobody. Sent me a terrarium for a fucking birthday. Why would I want a little terrarium for a birthday at 17 years old? And I was overdosing then, and I used this fucking terrarium. It had plants and cactuses in it and shit, and I knocked myself the fuck out to stop the overdose. Sent me a terrarium. I don't want a terrarium at 17 years old. I want a fucking pocket pussy. I want a trucker's pocket pussy. That would have been a good gift for me. Send me a trucker's pocket pussy. It plugs into an accessory port, or it has an adapter you can plug into the wall. It looks just like a pussy. It's in your hand. You can fuck it. That's something she should have sent me. I didn't want a terrarium. Little terrarium, a glass thing. I think it was an octagon. I think it had like 8 sides. And then it was filled with gravel and there were plants in it and said, happy birthday. Man, you're out of touch, fat ass. That's not what a fucking 17-year-old kid wants. And that just added to the fact that I wanted to overdose and even die then. Just send me a goddamn terrarium. With 8 sides. And I tried to figure out what the 8 sides meant. Later on, I talked to her on the phone and she gave me all these definitions. Her name was Marge. All these fucking reasons for the 8 sides. One is for character. The other's for integrity. The other's for honesty. She was explaining this to me. Workmanship, ethics of working. One of the ones for, this is the bullshit she gave me. You can tell when someone somehow is not related to you. And even if they are related to you, you can tell they wish they weren't related to you. Another one is for fucking honesty. She was telling me the 8 sides of the octagon that she sent me. Well, lady, I fucking OD'd the night before. I don't give a flying fuck about your octagon unless it's filled with fucking fuck all kinds of weed. Is there weed in there? Is there some skunk growing in there ready to grow? It's got 4 or 5 fucking plants. Then I fucking want it. Then I'm interested in the 4 or 5 fucking plants. And you could have sent me a butane lighter to boot. I don't give a shit about a goddamn cactus. What do I need a cactus for? Cactus just gives you nothing but pain. Pain, pain, pain. You can be gentle as shit. And that's where you find out early on that the pain that you're getting, the gentleness you're giving could give you pain back. Well, I really got poked by that fucking thing. I remember getting poked by the cactus in it and poking it, taking it out, throwing it right out the goddamn window. Sends me a cactus that looks like a dick that had razor-sharp prongs. I'm being gentle. I'm giving it this little amount of water. It gives you instructions, and it bites me right back. You can't be gentle in today's world and get something back in return. They don't give a fuck. They expect gentle and fuck you into return. Here's your goddamn thing. Sends you an aquarium. It's fucking terrarium. Here you go. There's your present. I don't want a terrarium. Reminded me of that. Over the weekend, I overdosed and tried to stop the overdose. I found the bottle. I always look for the bottle when I wake up. It's either a beer bottle or something like that. Everclear. It's either that or some kind of white lightning that I've gotten for free. It's going to be something like that or something some bitch left over for a bubble bath. We're always taking bubble baths. But I woke up, the bottle was broke. I stopped myself from overdosing on the bottle of beer. Or I've used 1 or 2 bottles that chicks have used for fucking, it pours into the bath salts and flavoring into the bathtub, and it should be poured into the bathtub when a bitch is in the bathtub. Why? Man, because that's why the fuck bathtubs were made. They were made for bitches, man, because anything below their goddamn waist smells like shit. It smells like shit. It's toxic. It gets you in trouble. It makes you old. You lose every goddamn thing. Everything below the waist smells like goddamn fish. Fish and shit and urine. And you're dying for it. You're killing yourself for it. They invented bathtubs for women. Everybody knows that. Men don't smell. I never heard anybody say their dick stunk. I've had a dick for years since I came to this planet. I don't smell my dick, but boy, you get a half inch away from a cunt and you are in trouble, man. Can't think. It's designed to do that. You can't think. You don't know what to do. Do you go right? Do you go left? Do you go straight? Do you carry on? Do you bail out? You don't know how to think. All your senses are off. So you just say, fuck it. I'll eat it out and I'll fuck it and then get rid of it. I'll get it out of here. I got to get it out of here. Like you're spraying a can of Raid, man. Kill all the fucking fucking. I got to get out of here. That's why they made a bathtub, man. Because it smells. They didn't make bathtubs for men. Men invented a bathtub for a bitch because right from the start they knew it was trouble. I can't stay away from the cunt and I can't stand the stench of the cunt. I hate the cunt and I love the cunt. Cunt. I had a fucking German friend. He used to call it cunt. I used to say to him, Helmut, it's not cunt. It's cunt. That's what I'm saying. He says, I'm saying cunt. I said, you're not saying cunt. You're not saying cunt. You're saying cunt. Coont isn't fucking cunt. He said, I'm saying fucking coont. I said, coon isn't cunt. Kept saying, he said, saying coont. I don't know what happened to Helmut. I met him once. He was a tool and die maker. And he said, coont. Yeah, I'd like to get some coont tonight. Coont doesn't sound right. I'd like to get some coont tonight. You gonna get some coont tonight? You gonna get some coont tonight? Why don't you go out and get a fucking 20-ounce fucking steel fucking hammer? A sledgehammer, 50-ounce sledgehammer with a short handle and hit yourself in the goddamn head because that's what you're doing. Zeroing in on pussy, getting closer to pussy, more and more pussy, until your life is gone. There isn't one fucking guy I know that tells me it's good to be married, that's good to be with a woman. He knows goddamn well the minute he goes to work for his 10 hours, she's fucking somebody else. Someone's getting her coont. She's fucking. Knocked myself the fuck out, man. I was basically overdosed. You know how hard it is to overdose on marijuana? It's done. It's happened. But that's what happened to me. I overdosed on marijuana, man. This isn't God's truth. How about 48 ounces of weed? I smoked it all right down real fast. Boom, 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 boom. And then I mixed Pepsi with milk and drank the Pepsi and made a special drink and I dropped a fucking aspirin and some chewing things in it. I tried anything to completely disappear from this goddamn planet. When I was out, when I overdosed, I thought I was doing the recording. I really did. I heard myself for doing the recording. I saw the microphone doing the recording. And I thought I did the recording. Then I looked on the thing and I didn't do any recording. It was fucking Friday. I didn't do any recording. I couldn't do any recording because my body was out of order, man. I was out of order. No, I wasn't getting coont, but I was out of order. That's what Helmut used to say. I'm going to get some coont this weekend. Nobody wants to get any coont this weekend. It's not attractive. You got to say, I pile-drived fucking 10 inches and 12 inches into this lady's snatch into her cunt. I pile-drived her until she couldn't walk. Her hips were going. You think that's a joke? That's what happens. That's what happens. They take so much goddamn meat and it doesn't break. You can pile-drive them. You can hammer them. Give them dick after dick after dick. It doesn't stop them. They keep on coming, man. Look at her. Here she comes, the perfume bombardier. Here she comes with a smelly goddamn twat. Why wouldn't it smell? Get right back to what I said at the beginning of this recording. My math formula. Every thrust, every cram, every jam puts in about 5 inches at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. That equals 3,000 inches per fuck. There's 63,360 inches in a mile. You can do this math. So your slut, your whore, needs to screw 21 times to take 1 mile of dick that month. That's just 21 times. Well, there's 30 days in a month. They take a lot more than that. Can you imagine your slut, some whore, the chick you're working with, there she is putting on an act with you, that she took a mile of meat, a mile of dick that month, and she's trying to talk to you like she's normal. She's looking around the room and she's copying how everybody is. She's imitating everyone around her and pretending how if she's normal. Do I look like everybody else? This is every chick checking themselves with another chick. Am I acting like everyone else? I can't let them know that I took a goddamn mile of meat this fucking month already up my cunt. Now, if she took it in her shithole, she took another mile of meat up her crapper. 18 inches in your crapper. Don't you look mighty dapper. Anytime you feel stress, use that shit. You're in the car and shit. You're at home. You may be overdosing. You're somewhere else. You feel stress. You say, hey to yourself, 18 inches in the crapper. Don't you look mighty dapper. And you'll pick yourself right up because nobody else is going to pick you up ever. There's not a fucking person going to help you. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. I'd help you. I would. If your life was dependent on me, if you had to get fucked and it was dependent on someone, they had to fuck you or you die, I guess I'd fly over and fuck you. I'm not gay in any way, but that's the kind of humanitarian I am. I would do that kind of shit with people. I mean, I fucked literally thousands of women in Vietnam. I was in for two tours, 18 months. I figured I was doing him a service. The fuckhole is meant to have meat in it. Non-stop goddamn meat till they die. Big goddamn minge clutching onto your sides, your cock. In and out, in and out. Look at that nice little lady. Look how good she is. Look at her working at a florist shop. Man, she crawled into this fucking place. Her car smells like pussy. Her fucking underpants smell like pussy. And why not? It's what it smells like. And that's the math formula for a chick to take dick. Every thrust, every pile drive, every cram, every jam, every fucking bulldozer of your hips, of your 5 inches of cock, puts in one thrust per second for 10 minutes. You can do the math. One thrust per second for 10 minutes, 5 inches long. That's 3,000 inches per fuck on average. 63,360 inches in a mile, so your whore, that concubine has to fucking screw about 21 times to take a mile of dick, a mile of meat. And that's what a dick is. That's what a penis is. It's meat. They're eating her meat. And you're killing yourself for that? A mile of meat, 12 miles of fucking meat in a year? If she just does that, 1 mile of meat, 12 miles of meat for a year. That's what your little angel's doing. That's what the chick that just walked past you. That's the chick in the store, the chick in the bank, the chick working in your building. She took a mile of meat last year. She took 12 or 24 miles of dick nonstop, and we have to pretend like she's normal. They should be assassinated on fucking contact when you see them. Oh, my God, there's a goddamn woman. Where's my Glock with a Glock switch? 1,000 rounds a minute. We just saved the world. They should be giving you a trophy. You just took her out. In her lifetime, she'll go through 63,000 maxi pads and dump them in a landfill with all kinds of blood and eggs in them. Who knows what the fuck's going to be generated in the earth? Landfills all over. There's going to be creatures crawling out of there you won't believe, and they'll be on the woman's side. They'll like her. They're always on a woman's side. Women are loved from day one. It doesn't matter. Little sweet thing. She's loved all her goddamn life, but you got to keep on working to prove your fucking worth. It's maddening. They don't tell anybody this shit. That's why people come here. They don't tell people this. This is fucking top secret stuff. This is fucking ops, man. This is black bag shit I'm talking about right here. And you're lucky to get it. You're privy to get it. The one and only Norm Augustinus. That's not a joke. Tall, thin, sexy. I really am the fucking recipe of what people want to be. Head over to normaugustinus.com. Normaugustinus.com. It's my name. Go over there now. Give big. Give heartily. Give until it physically hurts you somehow. You can feel it emotionally, but then it manifests in your body, too. The pain, it transfers. Your arms hurt. Your legs hurt. And when that's gone, you know you really gave to help support your pal, Norm Augustinus. Who's always here waiting for you? Worst fucking day. You come home from goddamn work. You can get a bowl of ramen noodles. You can turn the TV set on. You can lock the fucking doors. You can get beer or pizza, whatever you want, and you don't have any fucking trouble. You can close it all off, and there I am. Year after year after year, I just keep on coming. I ain't going down for nobody except for maybe myself. Number one worst enemy, myself. I ain't going down for anybody. So to stop from overdosing, I knocked myself the fuck out, and I'll use anything. Like that terrarium example that my aunt's fucking Marge sent me. Wasn't really my aunt, my stepmother's fucking sister. I fucking didn't like me. I wasn't related. They were cultists that way. I'm not getting around him, man. I don't know nothing about him. What are you? I'd send him in a terrarium. And the cactus in it was meant to be hurtful. It was like, here's your cactus. I hope you fall on it. I hope it gouges in the eye when you roll out of the bed one day, when you're masturbating in your bed, when you're pumping off. She knew I was pumping off. Everybody's pumping off at all times, everywhere. That's why they invented a machine, man. And I'm going to tell you about that machine. They invented a machine. This is no shit. If you think I'm lying to you, It's called a HERS device, and my friend fucking Rapalunch just sent it to me from the Detroit Health Department. He sent me one of these things because he knows my interest. It's called a home-based electrochemical rapid sensor. It's called HERS. That's short for it. Home-based electrochemical rapid sensor, and it's short for it is HERS. It detects something called trimethylamine. I hope I'm saying it right. Trimethylamine. Yeah, trimethylamine. It detects this ion in a woman's pussy, and it can detect pussy. This device, and my friend Rapalunch sent me the device to try it. It's just a little handheld thing. It's meant to detect pussy for crime scenes and shit like that. Chick thinks she killed you. She killed somebody. They come over with this device, and they can smell pussy all over the place. They don't need a machine for that, though they invented this, and I think it's cool, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's cool. They invented this machine, but they don't need a machine. Why? Because any fucking normal man, unless he's a goddamn extreme left dim, some idiot completely hypnotized by Democrats, if you're around him long, if you're in an environment long, you will change. I promise you that. That's the way it works. They don't need that. Put any fucking Republican, stand him up there and tell him to go in the house and let you know if there's any some pussy in there. He'll come right back. He'll be paler, white, gray in face. His arms will be dead and hanging limp at his side. And he'll come out with his eyes fucking fixated and glassy. Yeah. There's pussy in there, all right. Man, don't make a man smell pussy if he doesn't have to. Yeah, there's pussy in there, all right. All I can do is hope that he'll go to work quick and she'll get rid of the pussy spots and the stench all over the place. That's why they sell 60 billion cans of air freshener a year to kill the stench of pussy. When the fuck have you ever seen a man buy air freshener? Unless he's been corrupted by a Democrat female. Big-titted imbecile, big-titted zombie walking around wanting more and more and more, never knowing what's in her head, but I guarantee you whatever's in her head, it'll never benefit you. It's never about you. It's always about her and some other life that she's going to eventually leave you for. She's not on your side. She's never been on your side. And this is the honest to God truth. She's dangerous in every way. She's not your friend. When you're not there, she's thinking about bigger dicks, more money, bigger houses. And you come in and she says, well, this'll do right now. You know, she's out there with her friend. He's just my friend. A friend is somebody she's already fucking that she likes you better, but she's going to leave you eventually for her friend and she'll bail on you and go for him. He's just my friend. Be careful if you hear your bitch saying, he's just my friend. She's not your friend. So my friend over at the Detroit Health Department, Rapalunch, sent me this thing, the home-based electrochemical rapid sensor. It's called HERS. It detects something called trimethylamine. It's an ion that comes out of a woman's pussy. Imagine they'd make this thing. That's how goddamn dangerous it is. It's a pussy sniffer for crime scenes and other things like that. You took it to work or something. It's handheld. You took it to work, the goddamn thing would be going off like crazy. They're sucking in the toilets. They're fucking and sucking and beating off in their goddamn cubicles. It'd be going off like crazy. A trimethylamine detector, an ion detector of a woman's cunt. Why wouldn't it be detecting a woman's cunt? You know how much meat one woman takes? They drop 26,000 pounds of fecal matter in their lifetime. They're taking a lot more meat. Fucking a mile of meat a month. 12 miles of meat a year. 24 miles if she takes in her crapper. And this is a woman on a light diet of dick. And they're walking around. They're making hiring decisions for you. Doesn't make sense, does it? I'm going to get back to the trimethylamine thing. But as I was saying at the beginning here, with regards to pussy farts. The most disgusting thing you could ever imagine. It's not like, well, they're both disgusting. When a woman is normally farting out her large colon, she's usually farting because some dude took her to dinner, gave her a high fat content, filled her up. You have to fill the primary need, which is hunger. He has to fill that up. And she's then farting all kinds of shit. And there's probably semen in her shit, in her tailpipe, because she took it in the dick. And now she's farting out her ass. There's all kinds of semen lodged in her shit. It's like gold veins running through the rocks that gold runs through. All kinds of farts coming out of there, dangerous. And then the pussy, all kinds of farts coming out of there. The stewing cocktail of cum and scabs and hairs and house dust. It's all coming out. These pussy farts. It's dangerous. They're destroying the environment, aren't they? They're destroying landfills, but there's no comments on it anywhere. Sometimes I sit in my bed and I do have another extra bottle and I'm ready to overdose. I got my Klonopin, I got my Xanax, and I'm going to go, and I'm ready to go. And I start thinking about that. All these people gassing up the disco, man. They're gassing and blowing farts. And they believe this is the life. This is, it's so ignorant. They watch commercials and they think, I get it. I'm supposed to buy shit. That's what this country's about. I'm supposed to buy shit. I'm not supposed to think. I'll never buy art. I'll never buy anything like that. Art to a woman is only them. They're the art. You should be staring at them 24/7. That's not what I do. I bang them out until they can't walk, though they have an amazing recovery process, like fucking 15 minutes, until they can't walk, and then I bang them out again, and then I say goodbye. Thank you. Not being rude, but you got to get out of there. You got to be safe now. Your bag is empty. Once your bag is empty, there's no more interest whatsoever. If I could have a port on my ball sack and import more cum and immediately import to cum, I might be able to go again. But once my bag is empty, get fucking lost, slot. It's not a joke. That's the way people are. So it's pussy fart season. Pussy farts. Excuse me. I think I got something in my throat. I had a goddamn bin, a teaspoon of glass I ate with some bitchy I had the other day to show her I could eat a teaspoon of glass. That might have done it. That might have been stupid. So the pussy farts, they stew inside the pussy, the cunt. They stew in there. I just met a chick that has suppositories. She puts suppositories for the stink. It's some kind of acid. Honest to God. They're suppositories. She buys them on the internet. She puts them in her cunt to kill and cut the stink of her cunt. It's that goddamn bad. Why would anybody want to do that? I mean, a human body decaying, he's died, he's in a casket. I mean, this is a whole body rotting. The whole body. And they don't fucking do that. They just put embalming fluid in it. But the pussy just continue, like, overpowers. It's more powerful than a dying body. If you have a chick in a fucking funeral home, and she's sitting in the first or second row, you'll smell her pussy over that decaying corpse in that coffin. You'll smell her before you'll smell them. That pussy, and she's supposedly alive and vibrant and shopping. That says something, man. What's the matter with him? He died. Why does he smell like pussy? Oh, it's not him smells like pussy. It's the fucking four rows in the front there that smell like pussy, and their cunts are all really wet because they think they might get some goddamn money from his fucking 50 years of working, and their pussy is salivating. It's dripping like one of Pavlov's dogs. Ding! They heard a bell. Their mouths start watering. Chicks, the same thing. They hear anything about money? Ding! The pussy starts salivating. Who do I gotta fuck to get it now? I'll fuck them now. They'll fuck anything. I worked at a place once when I was a kid. It was called Don Donuts, and it was in a small city called Utica, Michigan. And he told me that. He warned me about chicks. He said they'd fuck anything for a nickel. This is a guy that was used to sitting in spinning round stools at a counter, and we had five or six girls that wore shorter skirts at that time, and it was really beautiful. It was really nice. I loved it. They were feminine. They wore short skirts. I was the guy there that would mop the floors, and they had a jukebox, and people would pay, put money in it, and he told me that. He said two things. He said, if they'll fuck anything for a nickel. Then he told me if you hold on to their hand and it sort of creaks when you like shake their hand or move their hand, get the fuck out of there. He was so goddamn right. And I used to think at that time, I thought, God, is that old dude stupid? That's not how life is. That's not how life is at all. You get married, you got a house and car, you're sitting in the back on the pool, she makes you a sandwich, you're working and you love your job and the people at work love you and they all embrace you. When you come to work, everybody says hello and the chick embraces you when you come. It's not like that fucking at all, is it? You go to work, they don't even fucking acknowledge you. If they even look up at you, it's unbelievable. You go to work, your chicks, your mom's at home, your whoever it is, your old lady's at home. She's not acknowledging you. She's dripping with cum right now and raced 45 minutes to get you a fucking meal from some frozen place from Walmart or Costco, whatever dumps by you, to get home before he does and cook that up and put it on a plate and make you think you're getting a home-cooked meal. Every fucking place you go, everything you do as a man, you're fucked. You got no hope. They're not helping at all. Nobody's helping you. That's why I fucking OD'd, and that's why I knocked myself out to try to stop myself from OD'ing. Why did I do that? Because there's still fucking hope. There's still lusters. There's still a spark in my mind. I think, wow, you better knock yourself out and stop this overdose. It's going to be expensive. You might die, anything like that, because there might be something around the corner. That's how the society is built.
You're going to succeed tomorrow beyond your wildest dreams, except you never do. Hard work equals success. That doesn't fucking fly at all anymore in any way. It used to, maybe. So it's pussy fart bubble season, which is great for me. This is exciting to me because chicks are constantly blowing pussy farts no matter where you are. Pussy fart gas is coming out like crazy, and the gash doesn't smell good. I mean, it's not because of the pussy farts. It just does. Walking around like a skunk, and a chick will run from a skunk. They are the skunk. Chicks are fucking the skunks of our society, walking around everywhere. You'll veer the car around. Oh, my God, there's a skunk. Put up the windows. Look out, you almost fucking hit that idiot. Floor it, motherfucker. That's you because you saw a skunk or some bitch. Oh, my God, it's a skunk. Let's get out of here. They smell themselves. They smell their future on the fucking road. They see it there. That's their fucking future. She's the skunk on the road. Eventually, she'll fucking have used everybody up and have nothing. There's a skunk on the road. Oh, my God, there's a skunk. Floor it, motherfucker. Turn the heated seats on, the vibrating seats. I got to get myself the fuck off and lay back while this car drives me to the dick that's going to fuck me all night long. Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that. It's just sometimes, you know, get away from myself. And so it's pussy fart bubble season. And that means I could be in the money. Pussy fart bubbles are valuable. Why? Because it's a bubble that never, ever pops if it's underwater. Now, there's instances it's happened. Shifting water, moving water, violent water. Underwater currents can slam it into something, the bubble will pop. It's lost for fucking ever. Pussy fart bubbles are very valuable. There's pussy fart bubbles underwater that are thousands and thousands of years old. There's probably cave bitches that farted in water and somehow that pussy fart bubble because they took it all night long. They pulled trains on cavemen for fucking weeks and never stopped fucking. They could go and go and go. They might have blown a pussy fart. They went in there to wash the dripping jism out of their fucking, their goddamn minge, and they dropped a pussy fart and it got lodged underwater. Pussy fart bubbles are unbelievable. They have different flavors, different smells, different textures. You can literally see it in your mind, the texture. They have all kinds of different stuff, consistency, and you can tell a lot by it. The history of that person, what they did, what they were doing. So I actually go scuba diving for pussy fart bubbles, and there's no shortage of them. Because chicks are getting packed all the time down there. They're getting torso tweaked nonstop. They're looking for bigger and wider and bigger and wider and wider and bigger. That's why the real fucking piston action, the real piston beating they need is your fist hitting them in the face. That's the ultimate fucking piston action. That's what a cock is, a piston going in and out of a hermetically sealed hole. It's a perfect combination. It's like an oil drill that's near your house. You ever see them? They never stop. They keep going up and down 24/7 until they gush some kind of oil into the ground, don't they? That's what you're trying to do with her. Gush in a fucking a rich load, black gold man of intellect, black gold of a partner for life, black gold of your fucking friend who'll protect you at any cost. And it never comes. It never fucking gushes out. So the pussy fart bubbles are very valuable, and it's the pussy fart bubble season now. I got my scuba diving suit. I got my flippers. I got my fucking face mask. I got all the equipment I need. And my little sucker thing, it's a thing I made that's made out of PVC pipe. And on the end of the PVC pipe is a vacuum that I've made. It's for water. It's a water pump, basically vacuum. And I can vacuum the pussy fart bubble out into this device without breaking it. And it's completely waterproof and has a rechargeable battery. I built that thing. When I see a pussy fart bubble, I get near it and I'm cautious. I make sure the pipe is big enough to encompass the pussy fart bubble. And I suck it up and it goes into the reservoir. And I look at it while I'm underwater. And if you could see me, if you were there, you'd see me smiling, motherfucker. My eyes rolled back. I'm laughing and shit. I'm laughing underwater, making all kinds of goddamn bubbles, and the bubbles are rising to the top. Because why? Because I just got a pussy fart bubble. I just extracted one. The history of that woman is in that bubble. The history of all women are in a bubble. Bubbles are the history of a female floating around like they did in life, floating around underwater in another world of their fucking own, unlike the world that we have to be forced into, in their own world of fish and algae and seaweeds drifting and bubbling and bobbing up and down. That's them. Take that pussy fart bubble and I extract it. And then I put it in a special case that I made with walnut trim. The frame's made out of walnut, then it's all quarter-inch plexiglass. Quarter-inch plexiglass all the way around, and then I have walnut frame on it, these little just beautiful. And I fill it with water, special water that doesn't evaporate. It involves alcohol and a couple of gels and some silicates. It never evaporates, and the pussy fart bubbles in there for all eternity. People want to buy these, believe it or not. People want this. I mean, think about it. If you had friends come over and they're all ready to party, they're maybe going to overdose and hit themselves in the head with their fucking beer bottles, whatever they got handy, goddamn Octaquarium that my Aunt Marge sent me. Think about that. They see that in the table. They see that on top of your TV set. If you got an old TV set, they see that in your dining room table. Whatever cheap shit you got, that's all Americans have. You want to see what they have, just go to any apartment complex and you'll see nothing but goddamn press boards sitting near the garbage container. That's all people are, man. As thin as a piece of decal. That's all they are. Thin as a bad decal. Thin as fucking sticker. That's how thick we are in this country. That's the integrity we are. Goes just to that little thinness there. Just looks good, man. And they see that on your counter. They see that in your bedroom dresser, your dresser, your set of drawers. They see it somewhere and they say, what is that? You tell them this. Man, that's a pussy fart bubble. We don't know what woman it came out of. But it came out of some chick's pussy and it was sucked out of the bottom, out of the water, the depths of the water, the currents, the darkness, the light shimmering through the top surface and coming to the ground. It was sucked out of that by a guy named Norm Augustinus. Most incredible man. Most amazing individual. It was sucked out and trapped in this box, put here for eternity, and I can look at it and I can be reminded every day what a chick is. She's just a fucking flighty bubble. An imbecile. A flighty bubble drifting and fucking around looking to inflate the bubble somehow, protect the bubble, but it can pop in an instant, but I hope it doesn't. And when it does pop in an instant, the idea is that you'll feel gratitude, you'll feel relief. It's gone. The pussy fart bubble. There it is. Now, I have them always analyzed. My friend Rapalunge in the Detroit Health Department, he's an Indian, but he's a hardworking Indian. A lot of Indians aren't very hardworking. They can be downright lazy. And they're automatically assumed in this country, an Indian, that they must be computer experts, and they're not. I asked him that. I said, he said, no, they don't know nothing. But people look at an Indian and think, wow, holy shit, stand back. That goddamn Indian's going to make me look like a fool. Now, when I say Indian, I'm talking over there in Bombay and all that shit. I'm not talking about an American Indian. Wow, an Indian. They got an Indian in. Disarms a bitch right away. Holy shit. An Indian came in the IT. I'm going to get caught now. I ripped off $20,000 from this company. An Indian just came in. Holy shit. There he is. Look at him over there. Look at him. There he is. Look at his dark hair. It's all greased on with Brill Cream. Look at it. He's got some Vitalis in his goddamn hair. He's figuring this shit out right now. He said they don't know nothing about that, but Americans think that. And it'll have the actual breakdown on the side of the case, and I've sold a couple of them. The breakdown was inside the pussy fart bubble. The gas breakdown. You can tell a lot with eight beef. All carbs, a lot of chicks all carbs. Now they think, well, I can have all carbs, and I've got all carbs. They're farting all the time. Carbs cause you to fart. Vegetables and fruits cause you to fart. Whenever I see a chick eating nonstop vegetables and she orders it at dinner, which is a complete mistake, it means you're going to fart. I don't want to be down there smelling your farts on the meal that I paid for. I paid to gas myself. Think of it. Yeah, I think I'm going to pay to gas myself. She wants a charge. She wants the number 33 lobster fucking. She wants the lobster salad. It's only $67. She wants that. She's going to fart all night long because of the carbs, and she feels entitled to fucking shrimp or crab or whatever it is. This is what they do. And then I'm going to go down there, and she's going to gas me all fucking night long, torture me, punish me for buying her the meal because secretly she hates my fucking guts, and she hates yours too. I can get testimony on that. I can get testimony. I can get certificates suitable for framing for your fucking wall. I can get all the shit for you right now and prove all the stuff I'm telling you. Goddamn. Just ran out of air. I was weaving a little bit in the chair here, and I thought I was going to stall. I thought I was going to fall off. I don't want to fall to the right or to the left, because on the right I got a little brass fucking plate filled with roaches that I've been smoking before I got in here, and it's on this little tiny table. And on the left I got fucking an inhaler, and I got the other thing that you have with the fucking CO2 cartridges that they put in whippets and all that, and I got that, and I was going to do a whippet inhalation and a roach, but then I'd have to stop talking, and then maybe that's not possible. Why can't you fit in, Norm? Why can't you stop fighting the system? Why can't you fit in? Why, when you go in, do you have to see things that are raw? Why do you have to see the faults and the issues with people? They're all just people. Why can't you fit in and ignore all that? Because they hate me. That's why. Because they hate me. I know they hate me. I can feel it. On day 3, I know they hate me. On day 5, I know everybody's talking about me if I'm at work. On day 7, I'm already fucking ready to punch the eject button on the HR site where you can fucking quit. I hereby resign. I can feel it. That's my food in there. Well, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to come back here. What did he say? He was going to the bathroom? He told everyone he was going to the bathroom. Excuse me, I have to go to the laboratory. That's not allowed. That's not anything allowed. But it's all allowed that they're standing there blowing pussy farts and gassing the shit out of you and stinking the place up. And that's why they have to put so much money into ventilating these buildings. It's okay she does that. It's okay that she drops 26,000 pounds of fecal matter. It's okay that she drops 31,000 tampons and maxi pads in the landfill. Not a goddamn person says anything about it. You know how much blood that equates to? At restaurants, some restaurants, lots of restaurants, if you just cut your finger, man, there's 5 drops that hit the counter. They got to close the store. They got to have hazmat come in, clean the store, put everybody with life outs, clean the countertops, clean the floor. But she can dump all this goddamn gallons of blood, billions and billions of gallons of blood in the ground, and nothing is said about it. Hi, Madison. Hi, Norm. How was your day? Oh, good. You know, I got 50 or 60 new directives from the fucking TV set. I'm telling me what to buy. I got to get right on that. I also saw some directives on the car I got to get. I got to get right on that. And I control all the money. I control all, well, they say purse strings. I control everything regarding the man that I found. Some poor fucking rube like you, some mameluke, some mook, some idiot you wanted. Recently talked to a guy. He told me he fucked some woman. He picked her up. He knew her kinda. And he said he might not ever fuck again. And if you're like me, if you think like me or have the ability to think like me, he said this. And it's bothered me ever since. I said, what was it, John? I'm just making that name up. He said, she looked pretty good till I got her back at my house. And I said, what do you mean? He said, when she pulled her shirt off, her tits were so big. He says it was like a big plate glass thing of meat. One fell to the left, one fell to the right, and a big fucking filled out chest that the chicks get. Like the middle-aged spread or something that men supposedly get. He said it was just a wall of goddamn meat. It was like meat, like a cadaver that had been cut open and spread some kind of sacrifice, like they're going to make a blanket out of them or something like that, some map made out of human flesh. He said it was just a wall of meat in front of me. He said I may never do anything with a woman again that he would rather beat off with a woman again. Used to try to make you feel guilty for whacking off or pumping off. Why did they try to make you feel guilty for whacking off or pumping off? Because you weren't being pulled into the system. You just blew a fucking fistful of cum and it just hit your grandmother's photo in a fucking fake gold frame. You just blew that cum and now you don't want a woman. You don't know why, but it sure worked. You don't want her at all. Damn it. That fucker's getting away. He's not getting sucked in. That's why they tried so hard with it pumping off your cock, your fucking cucumber. That's why they told you it's bad. What was bad is corporations can't pull you in. You're not getting fucking towed around by some bitch. Go to a store, any store, and watch the store. You'll always see a woman walking in front of the dude. Always. She's deciding what to eat. She's deciding what they'll spend. He's just an idiot, an accoutrement. Like a chain that's connected to a motorcycle wallet in a bad guy's pocket. And there he is. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't say anything. She does it all. I don't want that. And neither to you. That's why I fuck and flee. And fuck and flee. And flee and fuck and fuck. And eventually it's just going to be fleeing from everything. I'll eventually flee. They'll say, what happened to Norm Augustinus? Fucking 10,000 downloads a week. Honest to God. But not a comment from anyone. Because this isn't supposed to be a way podcast is supposed to be. This is a podcast. It's supposed to be a bunch of people. A bunch of people, 5, 6 people interviewing somebody who's star, and they all laugh for 5 minutes, and that's supposed to be the podcast. That's not anything these things were supposed to fucking be. These were supposed to be outlets of individuality and creativity, not money-making monuments of some type of thing pulling people in, whatever they're pulling them in. They're failing all over right and left. But Norm Augustinus does not fail. Over 10,000, sometimes 18,000 downloads a week, and I'm just being myself. I don't need five people here and three chicks laughing like some FM morning radio show, laughing and blowing pussy farts and destroying me. How can I be creative? How can I do anything if I'm breathing in pussy gas? It's so bad that they've invented a gadget. And the gadget is what I said earlier, the home-based electrochemical rapid sensor. It's called HERS, H-E-R-S. Detects trimethylamine. It detects that. It's so bad that they've created this shit. Chinks think there's big money in it because you can stink out things. And that's where you can smell out stinky pussy things. That's where I wanted to come back to. We're right back to that. So my friend, Rapa Lunch, says, yeah, I'm going to send you one. He said, we get them here, all kinds of things. The city of Detroit pays for them. We got about a dozen in and they won't even miss the one. I don't know what they're going to use them for. I think something to do with pussy. In the state, in the health department, I'm not sure. Something to do with pussy. So he sent me one. He sent me the fucking HERS device, the home-based electrochemical rapid sensor. He sent me that. I think, great. I'd love to do that. I'd love to see that. I'd like to, it's interesting. He says, yeah, it kind of revolves around stuff you talk about, Norman. Only people that know me a long time call me Norman, but you're free to call me Norman too. Like I said earlier, this, only a couple of these things left. You can either have Norm Augustinus or go to some fuck-ups, some meatheads with goddamn bald heads and $5,000 microphones. You can go to there or come here. Go to there or come here. Go to there and come here. You can do anything like that. So I got in a bathtub and right away, I'm going to talk about this now. So I got in a bathtub after I knocked myself unconscious. I knocked myself unconscious, and I got in a bathtub. This is just a quick sidetrack here. When I got in a bathtub, I started to pop a boner. Now, I use body wash for men. I started to pop a boner, and I thought, why am I popping a boner? It's not because I'm stroking my dick. You know that. Unless you deliberately want to pop a rod, even if you wash your dick, you don't pop a rod. So I started to pop a rod with this body wash, and I realized the dick must have some sort of sensor. The dick has a sensor. It can smell this perfume, and it equates the perfume from years and years going back. It equates perfume with a pussy. It thought that it was smelling perfume related to a pussy or fucking vaginal douche, flavored pussy perfumed vaginal douche. The dick thought that, and it started to pop a rod. I never had that happen. So that's something to be aware of. Your dick can smell perfume. Or it knows when the perfume's nearby, something chemically touching the sides of the dick head going in the pee hole, something like that. I popped a rod with body wash. And I said, why would I pop a rod with body wash? Well, it's clear. Chicks have to constantly put perfume in their cunt, or you wouldn't get near it when they're done married, when you're married to them and you're hooked up. They don't even wash the cunt anymore. You're stuck with this fucking animal till you die. I don't want that. I want something sweet and delicate and dainty. I just want a little gash that she can control and stuff, the tight little fucking minge that wraps around my cock walls, a little fucking warm blanket, safety blanket. So that's just a little sidetrack. So I took the device that Rapalunge gave me. I took it, the HERS system, the HERS device. Look it up if you think I'm kidding you. The home-based electrochemical rapid sensor. I took that device. It detects trimethylamine. It detects that ion that's in a pussy that makes it stink. So I took it near a trail up here. I'm on upper northern Michigan. I took it to an open trail, and there's bitches on it all the time. This goddamn thing, this HERS detector, I'm having trouble saying it now. I literally fell to my knees. And thank God I had this little fucking thing. I got a little pouch in my back pocket and I contained some pre-rolls. I hardly ever buy pre-rolls. Sometimes I get sent pre-rolls by friends in the mail. And I started to be thankful, man, that I had the pre-rolls in my back zippered around thing. The pre-rolls were in there. They don't exactly fit. You got to bend them around it. It's circular. So you got to kind of bend the pre-rolls to fit in. It's kind of nice. They all kind of sort of look like C's. Like here's a C. Take your C, man. A little C. Here's just fucking weed. I literally fell to the floor, the ground, because almost every 15 or 20 feet, the detector, 50 feet maybe, the HERS detector, the ion sensor, the TMA sensor, the trimethylamine sensor, TMAs, TMA ions, was constantly going off on this public trail. And that means what, man? It means chicks are getting donged, man. They're getting fucked out. They're getting banged up. They're getting fucking stumped nonstop. They're getting spread and cracked up and down this fucking trail, which is disgusting to me. I'm up here to avoid that. Walking around controlling some dude. They're turned on because all I see is sticks coming from trees, coming from limbs. The sticks remind them of dick, doesn't it? The sticks remind them of dick. When they get swampy areas, they smell pussy, they get turned on. They're fucking and sucking all the time on these trails, and it sort of hurt. I wish that fucking Rapalunch didn't send me the HERS detector, the device. Like every 25, let's say 50 feet. I might be exaggerating. Every 50 feet, it would make a noise. It's like this high-pitched squeal that goes, roar, roar. It does that. That means it smells TMA ions. TMA ions are in a chick's pussy. Trimethylamine is all over the place. They're going out in the woods to fuck, man. They're going out to woods to fuck, to contaminate the area, to nuke the goddamn area, burn it right the fuck out. I'm not going to have to worry about bears. Let me tell you right now what I know. You go to the woods, don't worry about a bear being around you. There's a chick that's been there 20 minutes early fucking, and the number one deadly thing to a bear, to a bear tribe, the bear groups or cubs or anything, bears in the community, is the fear of fucking bumping into a bitch. Where there's a bitch, there's a dude. Where there's a dude, he wants to be a hero. I'll blow his head off for you and protect you. Like you need to protect a bitch, man, in this society. They ain't got to worry, man. They nuke it. I don't ever see any bears on it. I see them when I'm alone off the beaten trail. I see brown and black bears, though I've heard some grizzly bears are still in upper northern Michigan, especially in the upper peninsula, but they don't tell you that because straight away when a fucking upper Michigan person, the upper peninsula, straight away when they hear that, these goddamn hillbillies go out there and think, I'm going to blow me away at grizzly. They ain't going to beat me. Hey, there's a goddamn bald eagle. He ain't so tough. Let's give him the 12-gauge fucking... Let's give him the 12-gauge shotgun, man. The Remington double... Let's give him that. Let's blow him away and let's blow the bear away. They're not tougher than fucking me. So I worry about that. But everywhere I walked, man... Everywhere I walked, it was more scary and it reminded me of Vietnam, man. And I remember just pulling off the trail and I thought I could go right now. I know how to do it. I could go right now. Look at that stick sticking out of the side of the tree. All I gotta do is carve a fucking point on that fucking thing and run forward because I'm like a gazelle. I run goddamn forward and pale myself on that stick and they find me sticking this fucking tree dead. Hey, fuck you. That's what I thought. Every goddamn 50 feet, the beeper went off. Chicks out there fucking. The TMA ions with a fucking home-based electrochemical rapid sensor device that Lapalunch sent me. They're out there fucking. They're destroying and fucking and destroying and crush and kill and destroy. They're destroying everything on the damn trail. Just run into that fucking thing. I run into that. There's quicksand up in upper northern Michigan, especially in the UP. I just deliberately run into the quicksand while I'm smoking fucking... I'm just smoking some skunk. I'm smoking down, man. I got my reefer, and I'm smoking and going lower and smoking and going lower. I'm going lower, but I'm going higher at the same time, man.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We made it to Big Clock.
in cyberspace. It's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks on your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Louise, how are you? I hope you are well and good. I want to tell you something. The other day, while driving behind a nursing home, I saw something in the road. It was a white bag. I pulled over and got out of the car. The white bag was made of canvas, and it had a drawstring. When I opened the bag, there was a large adult diaper inside the canvas bag. I knew it was an adult diaper because printed on the side of the diaper were the words, "Depend Adult Diaper." And there was a picture of a smiling, fat, old, bald-headed whore wearing the diaper, and she was wearing a neck brace, too. It was great luck for me. I have read in Treasure Magazine that old people with Alzheimer's often eat gold jewelry, gold coins, and even spoonfuls of gold dust. Louise, there's a small sect of people that will forage through human shit and search for gold in adult diapers. So I opened the diaper and I looked for gold in the old person's shit using my house key as a portable gold hunting pickaxe. Louise, I didn't find gold, but I did find a cum-filled knotted-off Magnum XL rubber and an empty jar of pussy dick grease. I think I understand what went down with this adult diaper. Let me explain. I believe a man that possessed an enormous dick impaled an old woman's beaver that lives in the nursing home. The old woman couldn't hold her shit, so the nursing home made her wear Depend adult diapers. Her ancient, sagging pussy was very dry and atrophied too. The man worked in the home. Because the old bag's cunt was cracked and dry, black and blue, and hairless, the man used pussy dick grease so that he could screw his cock into her aged, calloused fuckhole. When the worker blew two or three fistfuls of jism into the old whore's smelly gash, the man knotted off the rubber. And to hide the evidence, he hid the condom inside her Depend adult diaper, and he buried it in her still warm, bubbling shit. At some point, nursing home Dickman threw the canvas bag that contained the adult diaper behind the nursing home, and he went back to mopping the nursing home floors. I gotta go. I got things to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister. She was rollerblading on the side of the road. She was so sexy, so lovely. So I pulled off the road and I got out of my car. As I walked towards your big-titted little sister, she rolled the three wheels on one of her rollerblade skates over her hungry, wet crotch area again and again. And she rolled the other wheels of the other rollerblade skate over each of her swollen breast nipples. Before I got to her, your big-titted little sister had removed her shirt, brassiere, shorts, and panties, and she had lied down on the side of the road, and she had spread her gorgeous silky legs and pulled her knees to her ears. So I ate out your big-titted little sister, and then I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman sitting in a wheelchair rolled over to us, and she said,
"Have you ever ate out the pussy of a woman that has been sitting in a wheelchair for 45 years? When I was a kid, I was dry-humping a large beam in my father's barn, and while I was humping it wanting to come, the beam broke in half, and I fell 12 feet to the barn floor, and I became a vegetable. Do you see those bags of liquid hanging on each side of this wheelchair? Those are bags of my urine. If you guys make me a part of this scene, I'll give a bag of urine to each of you. In the side pocket of my wheelchair, there's an unopened package of Snyder's world-famous pretzel rods. You can have the pretzel rods, too. I need this so bad. I need some lovin'. This scene is all about me, man. What do you say?"
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, right now we're selling our limited supply of three-wheeled roller blades. We've only got 50 sets available. Take a look at the store monitor closest to you. They look like a normal pair of roller blades, but they're far from normal. These roller blades will get you truckloads of dick, cargo planes filled with dick, train cars filled with dick, convoys of semi-trucks filled with dick. How do they work? How can they get you all that dick? Keep your eyes glued to the monitor. Those six rollerblade wheels are filled with pussy juices. Each wheel contains cunt drippings from six different continents. You get Asia, Africa, North America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia. The wheels act like a roll-on deodorant. When a man approaches you, remove your rollerblade and roll the rollerblade patented wheels onto your thighs, neck, stomach, and crotch area. That big dick fucker won't know what hit him. Prepare for entry, baby. All night long is coming your way. Can your torso handle it? Roll on all six wheels /continents across your melons, or pick your favorite continent. How about rolling on the very popular and powerful pussy drippings direct from Africa? The genuine pussy odors are embedded into the wheels. Take it. Crack that cunt, girl. Honey, you're just a woman out rollerblading. Or are you? Come on up to the counter right now and get your pair of very unique rollerblades. Only $99.95. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit down each of her pant legs while working as a greeter at our store entrance. Unfortunately, her shit has hardened, and now Mandy is frozen in position like the rusted Tin Man in the motion picture The Wizard of Oz. Miss Phelps is extremely horny, and she has irritable bowel syndrome. Whenever Mandy Phelps sees a man that is appealing to her, she starts dripping down below, if you know what I mean, and that dripping turns into a tiny river of vaginal juice that eventually makes contact with her tight asshole. My assistant Mandy Phelps is often constipated, sometimes as long as 6 months in duration, until her pussy lubricant oils the hinges of her frozen shut asshole door, and it gives way. Ooh-wee! Look out, everyone! Mandy is shit!
One time I was lying on top of the roof of my parents' car while my family was at a drive-in theater. It was a double feature. I ate 4 large pizzas, 12 sandwiches, 11 plates of spaghetti, 200 baked meatballs, and a couple of gallons of chocolate milk. And I pumped my cunt off too. I guess I was shitting non-stop for hours, but for some reason I didn't realize it. After 4 hours of movie watching, my one-piece jumpsuit was filled with 700 pounds of very dense hardened fecal matter. I couldn't bend any part of my body. Even my jumpsuit sleeves were filled with hardened shit. I had to be lifted off the car with special cables connected to a helicopter. I shit while I was greeting people. What about it? People shit. I shit. So what? Clean it the fuck up. Do you think it's funny to always be shitting? I'll show you bastards what funny is. I want everyone in this department store to die right now.
Attention maintenance, please pick up Andy Phelps standing stiff-legged in our main entrance. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!
If you enjoy Norm's show, please head to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution. It's our scene, man.